Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from professional storyteller Deborah Earhart.
This is the BBC World News reporting live from Kingston, Jamaica. Prime Minister Manley has just declared a state of emergency as the class struggle escalates on the small Caribbean island. Manley's socialist dream has become a middle-class nightmare. Before a cheering crowd of thousands this morning, Manley made his government's position perfectly clear, stating, quote, a program of change, the likes of which have never been seen before in Jamaica. The Prime Minister, who met with his friend Fidel Castro yesterday, told the crowd, if you don't like it, there are 5 flights a day to Miami. Many Jamaicans have taken his suggestion as thousands flee to the United States of America. My name is Debbie Phillips and I'm almost 18 years old and I wanted to go to America before any of this happened. I didn't like the story I was born into. And I knew I could change it if I could just get to America. But we've never been able to get a visa. Mom tries all the time, but the American embassy always says we're not rich enough and they're afraid we won't come back. So she finally gave up. She says it's the Lord's will that we stay in Jamaica. But when I get big, I'm going down there myself. I graduated from high school today, 18 years old, and voted least likely to miss church on Sunday. I'm so excited because I'm going down to the embassy to get a visa to go to America. Can't believe I've been in this line for 4 hours. What could be taking so long?
Debbie Phillips?
I'm looking through a small window at a woman with a blank stare and the bearing of a drill sergeant. The United States has a quota system for permanent visas. Because so many people want to come to America from third world countries, there is a 20-year waiting period. But Mom never tried to get a student visa. I've been accepted to the University of Florida. Here's my letter. See, it has their alligator logo on it.
Do you have any financial statements?
Well, no, but before I can get another word out, she stamps my application. Denied. I decide to go and work as a secretary for a man named Mr. Gordon who owns Cleopatra's Collections, a textile company in Kingston, until I figure out a way to get to America. Mr. Gordon is a wealthy businessman and a good friend of my family. I hate typing and filing and being cooped up in an office for 8 hours a day. Finally, it's lunchtime. The big excitement today is that a new cute little lunch place, Ungie's Jerk Hut, just opened up 3 doors down, which is just about as far as you can walk with the violence all around. Someone dropped off one of their menus yesterday and they claim to have the best curry goat and oxtail you ever tasted. They even have an American section with hamburgers, hot dogs, and French fries. I can smell that overripe sweet plantain frying up on the griddle. Here it is. It must be good. The line is way out the back. Okay, let's see here. Everything looks so tasty, I can't decide. Speaking of looking tasty, who's that over there? Blonde hair, blue eyes, nice body, dressed in a nice suit. He isn't pushing and shoving in the line, so I know he's not Jamaican. I just heard him speak. He has an American accent. He just caught me looking at him. Maybe we'll fall in love and he'll take me to America. The next morning at work, I overhear Mr. Gordon on the phone. Look, I need to get $1 million to Miami as soon as possible or I'm going out of business. You understand that? This damn government has ruined me. How am I supposed to stay in business when I can't pay for my supplies or import my goods? I can barely make it after I pay the astronomical duty them charge upon the imported items. No wonder everybody killing each other because people desperate and things only going get worse. Look here, a man, just find me somebody who can take the money out. This is my way out of Jamaica. I know I can do this. I bet Mr. Gordon with his contacts can get me a visa, and I can get the money out with Jack. I was looking forward to getting married, but marriage? That's a gamble. This is a sure thing. Excuse me, Mr. Gordon. I didn't mean to listen to your conversation, but if you can get me a visa, I can get the money to Miami for you. You lost your mind? You're crazy? You want to go to jail? Stop talking like this and get back to work, Debbie. I don't need any more headache. I know some people who know some people who work for the CIA. His ears perk up. One of them owes me a favor and he'll help me get the money out. I'll need an American visa and $10,000. I think you're watching too much Charlie's Angels, you know, Debbie. You need to get the money out or not. Well, I don't have any other choice at this point. If you can do it, I'll get you the visa and the money. If I say that, you know that is done. When you think you can leave, I'll let you know after I talk to my friend. My dinner date tonight with Jack just took on a whole new dimension. I'm nervous, I'm excited, I'm a little scared, but I'm going to America by hook or by crook. Jack, I got a surprise for you. My boss wants me to go to Miami to place an order for him.
Why don't you come with me since you've never been there before?
Exactly what I wanted to hear.
Debra Earhart. Karen, Debra Earhart is a professional storyteller who's coming to South Florida. Tell me a little bit more about Debra.
Debra is Jamaican. She's been doing shows all over the country and abroad. She recently came back from Mexico. One of her full-length shows, the one that you heard snippets from, was directed by Joel Zwick, the film director who directed My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and produced by Rita Wilson Hanks, as in Tom Hanks. So we're talking about top-flight credentials here. We are able to hear a big portion of this show at Moonlight Tales, coming up on Friday, February 22nd. It's 7 to 9:30. She's doing her story. We have another storyteller, Midge Byram. We have a band, The Promises, doing funk and Motown and R&B. This is at the Stranahan Park Gazebo, adjacent to the main library. The address is 10 East Broward Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. So that's where she's going to be Friday night.
And she has another event?
Yes, then she's going to do the full show at the Boca Raton Public Library. That's 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Boca, Saturday, February 23rd, 4 to 5 p.m. And that is inside the library. And for that one, you really do want to make reservations on their website because they only have limited space. So full-length story on Saturday, and the story is part of a wonderful festival on Friday.
Karen, when we're not promoting professional storytellers, we like to encourage our listeners to tell their South Florida story. How can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to C. Neil, that's C, N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at FAU.edu.
Our website also has further information as well as archived stories at WLRN.org, click radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.